Paula, would you please read the first item?
Item 51, request of John Cruz to address council regarding participatory budgeting in Portland.
Good morning, welcome. Good morning. You can bring the mic closer to you if that's more convenient.
Is this 8 inches?
Good.
Okay. Hi, good morning. My name is Jonathan Cruz, and I'm an organizer for Participatory Budgeting Oregon. I participate on advisory councils in Portland Park, such as the Native American Community Advisory Council, the Park Lane Advisory Council, and the North Portland Parks Advisory Group. My friend Shonda Evans came to speak about her experience in the PB process in New York a couple weeks ago, and I'm here today to speak on my experiences in city advisory bodies as an Indigenous person, as a young adult, and as a poor person, and why PB, or participatory budgeting, can change the dynamics of these groups and ultimately the ideals of the city itself. City advisory bodies depend on the labor of people who volunteer their time to provide city bureaus and city councilors with information. Although these advisory bodies are spaces for people to give feedback to city staff on the impact of their operations, there's often unfinished business of elaborating plans of action and making specific community commitments, or making specific commitments to communities, which offer hopes of progress towards genuine participation. As the Office of Civic Life continues its revision of its standards of conduct for city boards and advisory bodies, serious attention must be considered to the recruitment and the retention of volunteers, particularly those like me who are young, poor, and a person of color. In a time in which young people lack financial stability or prosperity, often working multiple jobs to survive in Portland, volunteering is not entirely possible, yet the decisions made in these spaces serve to impact us the most. In an advisory model, an ideal city government is structured to be a managed centrist majority, not the full expression of power from political minorities. As a youth, political minorities such as youth, people of color, and poor people, whose participation is narrowed to function for our self-preservation. When people like me join advisory spaces, it is at the expense of our survival. Participation in this ideal government is often a response to threats of a representative government, not one that is full of joy or trust. Our current advisory structure for democratic authority fails to meet individual needs for confidence in government and shared prosperity. PB is a mechanism through which people can change their relationship to authority, where we can shift power and alter hierarchies of order by setting new obligations and norms for community engagement, civic deliberation, and political efficacy. City Council can express visionary leadership in adopting new ways of democratic self-governance by convening a steering committee of community leaders and residents to troubleshoot problems in implementing PB in Portland. This can be done by new revenues, but can also be done by reallocating existing funds, reshaping existing programs, and setting consistent community engagement standards for collective community ownership in the development process. Our city needs to address the structural issues in our democracy, which begins with rethinking the ways that which in which we can employ investments to improve its process to be inclusive and participatory. PB is a proven mechanism for learning about our democracy and changing our democracy.
Thank you. Your time is up. How much more you got left?
Just one sentence.
Okay, you can read your one sentence.
The idea that we must have as a city is to serve, to promote agency for our community members to participate in their collective care.
Thank you so much. That was very well done.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You
being here today.
Thanks.
Madam Caller, President. Who's next?